Pod People.
You're listening to What Fresh Hell Is This? On today's episode, things heat up with a little Civil War love saga and a new installment of Cursed Fan Fiction. But you'll have to stay tuned to see who gets nasty this time.
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this? This is gonna be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this? Hello, and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This? With me, Stanzi Potenza. I have another gorgeously cursed episode for you today. I have been so all over the place recently, so it's nice to sit down and just get my creative juices flowing again. My creative juices are always semi-expired, which is why so much of the content I produce is horrifying and foul. But that's why you listen, is it not? Not all of my content is super devious, though. The first viral series I ever had on TikTok was a little one called Civil War Love Saga. And that was just about two ladies who were trying to love each other in the 1800s. So many of you love Meredith and Abigail, and I thought, why not bring them to life on this podcast? So without further ado, I give you Civil War Love Saga.
Meredith, our new neighbors will be arriving shortly.
Very cool.
Ah, I believe that's them now. Please be on your best behavior. I want to make a good impression.
Not a fucking dog.
What?
I said Jesus loves you.
Hello, nice to meet you. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm Samuel, this is my wife Meredith.
I'm Jebediah, this is my wife Abigail. We're happy to meet you.
Jeb, why don't we give the women a moment to become acquainted while I show you some of my guns?
Fantastic.
So, men, right?
Huh?
You're like, you're about that life.
Bro, what the fuck are you trying to say to me right now? Would you like some tea?
Are you gay?
What? What about me, screams? I'm hetero as fuck, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Same here.
Like I'm all for it. Huge fan of my husband.
Yeah, every time I see a man, I'm like, ooh, love that.
Super hardcore agree with you there, girly.
Glad we got that covered.
Yeah.
But like, if you were, though, that would be fine.
Would it?
Yeah, like, because, like, low key.
Are you?
Like...
Oh, thank God.
Okay, you too, right?
Yes, yeah. There's not a straight drop of blood in this body.
It's been so hard not having anyone to talk to about this with.
Yeah, the old times suck.
Honestly.
Samuel keeps wanting more kids. Like, what are you gonna do with them all, my guy?
Where are you supposed to store them all?
Fucking beats me. I feel like a milk factory.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, he's gonna be leaving for the war soon, so you can, like, come over anytime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, who else is gonna keep me company, my kids?
Well, I will definitely be happy to stop by.
Ladies, how are you two getting along?
So well.
Did you discuss anything interesting?
Just children and Jesus.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Well, we should be on our way. Take care.
Nice to meet you. We will be in touch.
For sure.
It's nice that you have a friend.
Yeah, just two gals being pals.
You're listening to What Fresh Hell Is This? We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Worsties, something that I've been thinking about recently is that there are a lot of men in the world that don't realize that women and other vagina landlords also experience post-nut clarity. Like, I see so much content where dudes are talking about how disgusted they feel after they orgasm, and I'm like, yeah, me too, bro. Like, the reason you probably don't realize that we experience that too is because you're not making us come in the first place. After I nut, I'm thinking about how I've dishonored my entire bloodline. I climax thinking about getting railed by a tentacle monster, and then I'm immediately thinking about what my deceased grandmother would think if she knew how fucking weird I was. And I know that some of you will be like, wow, Stanzi, I can't believe you're thinking about tentacles while getting off. You're a sicko. Okay, well, what are you thinking about, huh? At least I'm honest and I stay true to myself. I'm opening up a dialogue. I'm normalizing. I'm promoting authenticity. Try it sometime. On that note, if you're feeling like that conversation got your juices flowing, well, buckle up because it's time for some cursed fan fiction written by yours truly. Eren Jaeger from Attack on Titan and Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek. The O'Sullivan Tavern was Eren's usual joint. When he needed a break from the threat of the Titans, he'd sit in the corner booth next to the bar and sip on a Manhattan. Tonight shouldn't have been any different, but there she was, with a black and white wig, with a crow feather hat.
Excuse me, is this a Deccan?
I plan on drinking alone tonight. I'm not looking for company.
My goodness, aren't you a serious little sir?
The bartender came over and took her order.
Just a glass of vodka for me, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, right away.
Eren was staring at the mysterious woman across from him, mystified by her aura.
I don't know what you want, but I need to unwind before I have to go back and defeat the Titans.
Eren took a swig of his drink and stared out the window.
I don't know what Titans are, but I think the only thing you need to defeat tonight is that undiplomatic attitude of yours.
She placed her hand over his.
Why don't we go someplace more quiet?
Eren stared at her for a moment. She was like an elegant bird, tempting him into her nest.
I guess I can just tell Armin and Mikasa that I'll be late tonight.
Moira smiled as they walked out of the bar. He was a mass murderer, and she was a daytime television star. But tonight, they were just a man and a woman.
Moira! Oh my god!
Oh my goodness! I've never felt more alive!
Moira, that feels so good!
Eren, that feels amazing! Aren't you a serious little sir?
The bartender came over and took her order. Eren stared at her for a moment.
Moira!
Oh my goodness, Eren! Aren't you just a bad little boy?
Oh god, that really is something.
Ooh. Well, that was terrible, huh? Every time I write these, a part of my soul is taken as payment. I already sold my soul to the devil. Pretty soon, I will have to start selling organs as well. Again, if you worsties have any cursed fan fiction character suggestions, I would love to know who you would like to see next. Or if you want me to revisit characters, I'm happy to do that as well. I feel like Roz and Edward Cullen from episode 1 will have to make another appearance at some point. It feels like a waste not to. And if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. It's free, so why wouldn't you? What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Danielle Roth, Carter Wogan, and Anne Foose. Special thanks to Danielle Harvey at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to overdeliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, I will see you in hell.